Gotta rank 'em all, Pokemon.
Welcome to Gotta Rank 'em All, the Pokemon ranking show, where Chris.
Hey Ryan, two farts and a scrub walk into a bar. Finish a joke.
But only one scrub and one fart walk out?
That might be true. Tomorrow morning, as of this recording. Just
dispersed in the air. Only in Ohio, you know?
Wait, so we all have to converge in Ohio first? every other week, get a guest and a random list of 10 Pokemon and put them in the most officially arbitrary list of all time. And I'm sure we'll explain that nonsense throughout the episode.
No context needed. I think it's clear.
Our lovely guest tonight, returning guest, is one Preston Wilkie of... Okay, Preston, I'm going to ask officially. Is this Preston of the Draftbunks?
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and claim that. I don't think anyone has ever officially like indoctrinated me. There was no ritual ceremony or anything. Plenty of hazing. Just tons of hazing. It's a really cruel place over there. But no, there was no like official indoctrination. But Brian said, hey, do you want to come on and like guest fill? Rob's going to take a step back for a little while, but he will be back. And I was like, but I'm here now. This is my house. And I've officially taken over. Yes, Rob is still part of it. I don't want to say that he's not. But yeah, it is now a four-member crew. It is. I'm the fourth Beatle.
Okay.
Yeah, it's something to brag about, I hear.
Ryan, when you were doing that intro and you said, Preston, part of OK Preston, I thought... Preston had started something called OK Preston. It's like OK Cupid, but you only date Preston.
What a niche app idea. Oh, man.
Yeah, someone will make it profitable, right?
Yeah.
OK Preston. How you been, Preston? It's been a little while since we've had you on.
It's been good. There's a lot of Pokemon out there, and like there's a lot of names, and I feel like it's grown and it's expanded. I feel like officially I've hit that old man that is disconnected from the reality of the youth after seeing the list tonight, where it was just like, it has surpassed me. It is far beyond what I understand.
And you even played some of Gen 9, right?
Yeah, I still don't know. I mean, but as far as Gen 9 went, and I don't know if this is really the case for you guys, but it really felt like sort of a fever dream of a game more than it did like something that I like concentrated on as I was playing.
I think that's just a you problem, Preston.
What did you do while you were playing?
To be fair, it could be a Chris and I problem, just love Pokemon way too fucking much and can't stop ourselves.
Do y'all? Could have fooled me.
did you ever beat the games, Preston?
No, I haven't yet. It was one of those that I know we were talking about doing a deep dive, and I just kind of fell off of it. Other games.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yep. How many of the Titans did you do? How many of the Star Street? Do you remember at all?
You remember when we streamed and we said we'll get back to this next week, which is about 1 week into the game being released?
Yeah.
I think we finished the first Titan and we said, hey, we're going to join back up. We're going to keep playing. Then that was when I stopped playing.
Okay.
I think first Titan and maybe the second gym, I think I finished.
Okay, so not very far.
No, not very far at all. I decided to get Dark Souls for Switch instead.
How'd that go for you?
The sound quality is horrendous in that game. I really want to do like a whole conversation about how like PS1 the sound update was whenever they brought that to the Switch. It's insane. It's but it's fun. But I do actually want to go back and beat that. I really like Sword, and I know that that's like a, I think a semi-unpopular opinion. And so I really wanted to like this a lot more than I did. And it had, I felt like the open world formula of it was still a little bit too freeform to the point where I wasn't sure what to do, where to go next. I didn't feel like I had the set loop, which is something that I think you and I have been exploring lately with Destiny, where it's like, I feel a little lost in the game, not knowing what gym to hit next immediately, especially knowing that if I go to the wrong gym, I'll get punished in a sense without grinding. And so it just kind of fell off because I felt intimidated almost by the open world formula that they brought in.
Too many, you had choice paralysis, just too many exactly. options. And yeah,
way too many.
Yeah, I think that's fair. All right, well, you're gonna see some Pokemon you haven't seen tonight before then. Yep. We'll have to slot them into this list, but I think we can manage. Let's get a little list refresher in, all the way up 1, 2, and 3. Greninja, Lugia, and Shuckle still holding strong, way down at the bottom. Gumshoes 1081, Crabominal 1082, Jinx 1083, which puts the halfway mark at 541 and a half. But 541 is Hisuian Samurott, 542 Mega Camerupt, 543 Hisuian Sligoo, which again sounds like a sex act. and our number 100 bouncer, this is a sad bouncer. Cubone.
What? Well, I mean, do you mean like that Cubone is sad, or he doesn't deserve to be the bouncer?
Oh no, I think he deserves to be the bouncer. I think he's just sad. This is the bouncer that like this is the bouncer that keeps the club clear because no one wants to like have their ear tucked off for 5 minutes while they're checking. Yeah,
like, this guy's got a tragic past. Oh
God, I just want to get in, and he just won't shut up about his mom. But our first Pokemon to rank tonight, everybody knows and loves Wigglet.
Now, what did you call this guy before the show, Preston?
Seaman. it's sprouting semen from the ground.
That's where they come from.
It's rain and mint. Hallelujah. It's rain and mint. But I mean, just the white dicklets, but long.
Dicklet? Sorry? What did you just say?
Well, dicklets, right?
Yeah. I was making a bad joke. I apologize, everybody. I'm gonna leave now, and yes, I'm recording, so the show's over. I don't know, they're weird. They're fucking weird. Also, why are they a different Pokemon? Why are they not Paldean Diglett?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where Chris was getting at with the joke, the fact that this is an entirely different species and not a regional variant, I think is definitely a bit of a nitpick for at least some longtime fans. Like, this should have just been Paldean Diglett.
Right. Well, yeah, it feels off as opposed to every other Gen 9 update.
Yeah. Which there's one other, I think, did we already rank? I think we already ran Tentacool or what is, I don't know. There's like a walking Tentacool that is also not a variant. It's got its own name.
Yeah.
Low.
Yeah, this guy sucks. I mean,
he's a terrible model. Like,
what if your semen was cute and had a nose?
I mean, you know what?
Kind of attractive.
Higher. You convinced me. God, I mean, I would go just in the 900s at the highest.
What's at 900? So you would put this below Landorus at 900. And I mean,
you know what? I just saw Girder again.
the first mon you brought on the show.
And I think this might be worse than Girder.
Wow.
And I spotted him as I was scrolling through.
978. Okay. You know, Girder's such a freak. I bet this is what a semen looks like. So maybe they should be together.
That's true. Oh, God.
That's
true.
That's a terrifying thought.
So right below Girder?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine with me. 779.
Yeah, I'm perfectly okay with it.
Even the violet Pokedex entry is like, though it looks like Diglett, Wigglet is an entirely different species. The resemblance seems to be coincidental results of environmental adaptation.
That doesn't make
what environment.
Yeah, what is just, what is happening?
What is it, Spain, right? Is it
also, yeah,
maybe if we were talking about when it was still in like the British Isles, you know, we could have argued.
Oh no, Preston,
you died for a second, but it's fine.
Yeah. Am I dying? Is that better?
That is better.
That is better.
Okay,
perfect. But yeah, also isn't that exactly, that's what a regional variant is a Pokemon that has adapted right to its surroundings. That's the whole point.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not great, Game Freak. Not great. Come on. Okay, we'll get there in a second. So any guesses for the name origin for Wigglet?
White Diglett, right? Like, I mean, it's
White Diglett. I'm gonna maybe say that's coming racist, but probably true.
But it's like,
what? Yeah, it's what it is, really. it's a maybe a combination of Wiggle Water or White and Diglett.
Wait, what? Wiggle Water?
Wiggle, comma, water, comma, or White, comma, and Diglett.
Okay. I don't.
Where's Diglett come from again?
Is there a water type?
He might not have ever done.
I don't know that we ever did Diglett way back when.
That might answer some questions. I really don't know where that even comes from. I don't know. We can move on. We don't have to stay here.
That's fair. Because we've got some more cuteness to get to and better picks for it, at least.
Much
yeah. Next up, we've got Flittle.
Super that cute.
This is a solid, cute little name, little Pokemon. Remember the first time I saw this thing, just going around the grasslands, like, oh, a little cutie.
You stepped on it. They're like, ah, what is that?
You accidentally stepped on it.
Koridan did.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all right. It's like a little, dancer Pokemon, I guess. I mean, I was not tempted to use it based on this form. It does evolve in cooler form, but like I was never tempted to use it based on this form. Because it's kind of cute, but meh.
Is there anything like special about this Pokemon and its moveset or... Because it's just a straight up psychic Pokemon, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fast for a baby psychic. Base speed is 75. I don't see any moves that stick out in particular.
It does look like there's a Pokemon underneath that's wearing like it's got like a little sheet on. And like that it's torn out some holes for its own little ears. And so it's like I can't tell if that's what it's supposed to be representing or if it's wearing the skin of its enemies. And it's actually much less cute. It originally was a Pikachu that was torn apart and put over looks like a little orange body. So it looks like it's cute, but it's kind of like like it's wearing a little costume, right?
You've got a good instinct to not trust this thing, Preston. So the frills are where its psychic energy emits from, which is why it levitates because it's just coming out of its kind of bottom half of it. But it's an exceptionally vengeful Pokemon and has been known to chase people down across the wastelands that steal its berries to exact revenge.
Steal its berries?
Yeah.
What an accidental...
Bro, there's plenty of berries out there we can share.
Right. You wake up like 2 years later with a flittle in your face screaming at you. You're like, I just picked a berry, man.
Listen, I just wanted an orange berry.
I was just hungry. That does make it cooler, though. I like that a little bit. I like that quite a bit.
Yeah. Where do we compare it?
That's such a good question. This is a toughie. What's another little itty bitty kind of cute thing?
Didn't you guys hate Esper? Yeah. Esper, it needs to go below Esper. Esper's great.
What number is Esper?
5'10".
Okay.
Wow. I was thinking way below 5'10". Okay.
I just want to make sure it's not above Esper. That's all.
That's
I was thinking more 700s, 700 area. Again, I'm like, holy hell, I'm looking through these names. And I know that this is, I think, my fourth time on this show. And every time I feel more and more lost about it. Just like, I've got a whole doc page where it's just like, I think I know a couple of these.
Ryan, I know you will want to go below Cutie Fly at 717.
That is a great call out, and yes, I do. Yeah.
is this cuter than Magmar at 777?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say yeah.
In the eye of the beholder. All right.
hold on, Preston. Tell us your take. Cuter than Magmar?
Have you seen those lips? Looking for a kiss. For a kiss. That Magmar is just sweet.
He is looking and he has never once had one. It's unfortunate.
It's so sad. Hold on. Are you saying Magmar's an incel? Is that what you're
Yes.
That's not too far off. Okay, so lower than 717.
Higher than 777.
Are you telling me there's a Pokemon named Verizon?
Its name is Verizon, but we wrote Verizon because it's funny.
I would have just taken that at face value. And okay, so I guess like Pidgey, right? Pidgey at 750, Starly. I feel like this is a little bit cuter than that. Spearow and Fletchling, like we're looking at the bird Pokemon in general, right? That are like the kind of this is better than a plain bird.
Yeah, I can go for that.
I think the cute ceiling is Manaphy at 736. I would say Manaphy's cuter than this.
Yeah, and right below that, another psychic type, Exeggutor.
Exeggutor. I like how right below the cute ceiling. Because eggs. I would put this below Exeggutor, though. Like, it's Exeggutor is just, it's more iconic.
Yeah. I'd go below Relicanth as well. I could go above Dragalge, though.
I could also go above Dragalge.
I'm happy there.
Preston's like, I'm happy you guys pronounced that Pokemon first, so I don't know. Thank you.
Is it Dragon Algae?
It is.
Yep.
What a world they live in.
All right, Flittle, 739. Any guesses where we get Flittle from?
It's good. Yeah, it's flitting a little. It just kind of flits around a little.
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of flitter and little. That's what they're going for. Yeah. And I mean, they're going for the same thing in Japanese. It's Hirahina in Japanese, which is a combination of Hirahira, which is the onomatopoeia for fluttering, and Hina for chick.
Fluttering chick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a peep.
They oh my eat gosh. These
at Easter.
But it's lower. I hate those.
Microwave it. Microwave it.
You madman.
Wait, really? Is that good? Does it taste good? Are you just being
weird? No, it's a fun thing where you put toothpicks in peeps' heads, and then you microwave them, and you let the toothpicks get closer, and whichever one stabs the other one first wins the joust.
Okay. Interesting.
It's called.
What do you do on the weekends,
Preston? Growing up in the suburbs. Nothing to do.
Well, you know, we've got something to do, Preston. We've got to rank Dolive.
Oh, my God.
Dolive.
Or this poor child.
It's a doll. Look at it.
It's an olive doll.
Yep. Skip straight to the name origins.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you can smell it from here.
I was going to say when they're straightforward.
Yeah. This doll reminds me of Megan, and I watched that chick murder some people. So I've got bad vibes here.
I was just going to say, it looks really dead in the eyes. Like, it looks very artificial in the eyes, like AI sort of robotic.
Yeah, it does. Now that you...
Low.
Don't like it. Ryan, you used the evolution of this, right?
I did. I got one from a small live, so I used one of these for a little while. But it was near end game, so I didn't really. I had them on the team more than I used a Dolive. I didn't really use it until I got the Arbaliva.
It did not murder any of your other Pokemon.
I kept a close eye on it. I was worried, concerned.
Kept checking your team, and it was just like creeping upward in your team rank. Like,
hold on. Wait a minute.
Why am I emptying out the rest of my team? What's going on?
What? What happened to my starter?
Talk about innovative mechanics. Come on. Game Freak. Figure it out.
And then when it's the only one, it says, I'm the only Pokemon you need. And it crawls out of your screen. Innovative.
Five mechanics. Nights at Paldea.
Doki Doki Paldean Literature.
Nine hundreds.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not against it. Trying to look around the 900 level. It's definitely worse than Seal at 891. Is it worse than Drowsy at 905?
Difficult comparison. I don't know.
I'd say below Bonsly at 908. The fake plant.
There's Maractus, which actually has kind of a similar look. I like Maractus more.
Let me look at a Maractus.
Cleavor.
Cleavor will get justice eventually. He was ranked before that game came out.
I think I might also put Maractus above Dolive.
I think I would put Cleavor above Dolive.
Definitely. But me and Ryan try to just cover our eyes at Cleavor because he doesn't belong there.
He really doesn't.
It will be time to fix him.
Okay. Go to Sligoo. Sligoo is, I think, a solid 946. A solid comparison. Just they're both dead in the eyes, wondering what horrific god created them every day that they wake up and see themselves in the pond that they're next to. I would say I want them right next to each other.
Like
you know, that. if we put Dolive here below Sligoo, it's going to be right next to Panseer, and we could get some good meals.
That actually, yeah.
Seared olives?
It's a, yeah, you got Sligoo for your snails. mm-hmm. a little bit of olive.
Mm-hmm.
Your escargot.
Pan seared escargot with a side of olives.
Yeah, buddy. That's it. Yeah, we've got something.
We're opening up a new restaurant, everybody. How to eat them all.
that's going to be there. Well, this show comes back in 10 years and it needs a fresh take.
We pick three Pokemon at random.
Let's see if we can make a meal.
So Dolive 947. And yeah, we did guess it earlier pretty hard. Maybe a combination of doll and olive.
What?
No way.
In Japan, this Pokemon is known as Olinio.
All in your face.
That's really good. Fortunately not, though. Maybe a combination of olive, aliño, Spanish for condiment or salad dressing, or the Portuguese diminutive suffix inho. I'm not sure exactly what that suffix is added onto, but yeah, olive salad dressing, I guess they're going for, you know, which I guess which makes sense. You get vinaigrettes and olive oil dressings and whatnot. But next Pokemon, we should need to figure out a way to eat this one. Bellybolt.
This one's great. I love Bellybolt.
Big fan.
Now, Preston, are you aware that those things on the side of his head are not his eyes? The little yellow dots are his eyes?
Ooh, I'm against Bellybolt. Okay. that changed everything. Here's the problem. I'd see a Bellybolt out in the wild and I go adorable and I go up to hug it. And then it would say, you fell into my trap, you absolute idiot. And then it would shock me, kill me and eat me while just joy in those evil yellow eyes. I'm against this. I don't like this one at all now.
Yeah, this is the Electric Gym Leader's like signature Pokemon, and they made a big deal out of it during a reveal trailer, and then announced Pokemon later. And it's kind of bad. Like, I think most people went through the same thing you just went through, Preston, where it's like, it's kind of okay, and then you realize that the eyes are in the middle, and they're bad, and it becomes worse.
It's also flat. It's just flat. I don't think.
Although I do vibe with Bellybolt's energy. Bellybolt is capable of moving very quickly, but usually chooses to act sluggishly. It's difficult to train Bellybolt to initiate a battle because it has such an easygoing temperament and does not notice its opponent until it is attacked. At night, Bellybolt's stomach emits a strange noise which signals that it's hungry.
All of these things are adorable and lend themselves to what I thought Bellybolt was. If those were its nostrils and those were and the whites were its eyes and like that would it would be adorable. It's more disturbing otherwise.
Yeah. Is there anything in the Pokedex entries about that? Like why he has those? Because they're like, I think they're supposed to be like his electric sacs or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they're organs for discharging the electricity generated by Bellybolt's belly button dynamo.
All I heard was there it's discharge organs, and I'm not a fan.
Wait, it's belly button discharge dynamo?
Yeah. So the center stomach. So I'll just read the whole biology. Bellybolt has two white bumps on the side of its head, each containing a black dot with a yellow border. These bumps resemble eyeballs, although they do not function as such. On the center of Bellybolt's face are its actual eyes, which are small, yellow, and resemble nostrils, along with its mouth, which has orange lips and small yellow cheek patches. Bellybolt's gray belly is covered with a semi-transparent membrane, which has a yellow organ inside that resembles a belly button. As Bellybolt's body expands and contracts, this organ generates electricity, which Bellybolt just discharges through the bumps on its head. These head bumps glow when discharging electricity. They also allow Bellybolt to appear more intimidating. So, I guess the belly button area, as it, what is this, Gumby? How is he expanding and contracting?
So Teletubbies.
Yeah, I was thinking you were saying it has like a Tynamo in its stomach, the Pokemon. It's like, wow.
Oh.
Got you.
Okay, if we're looking back at what we've done tonight, they've all been pretty low. This one's no exception. But I'm looking at Flittle and Dolly. I would say this is somewhere in between those two. Right?
That's fair.
Am I wrong?
I would say this is, I like the first form of this more than the second form. I like Tadbulb. Tadbulb actually has that cute factor and delivers on it. And Tadbulb is at 931. So I think we stay below that.
Yeah. I am down with that.
Yeah.
About Tympole at 939. Tadpole Pokemon.
I don't know. It's hard to compare this monstrosity to what is known as the vibrator Pokemon.
I'll get along. I see somewhere Tempo could go.
You just see a little tail coming out of his stomach. And his eyes start glowing. okay, let's do. Right next to each other. Yeah, makes sense.
So is Belly Bolt a top or bottom?
I would say bottom.
I think Tympole is still cuter.
And of course, I think it's very obvious this Pokemon may be a combination of Belly and Bolt.
What? What?
The Japanese name, though, Harabari, maybe a combination of Hara, Belly, and Bari Bari, onomatopoeia for crackling.
Oh, that's cute.
That's better than Belly Bolt, I would say. Yeah. All right. Next up, another Pokemon even Chris and I haven't really seen, Wo Chen.
Yeah. And we're definitely going to need to read some lore, because the last one of these weirdos, he was a real freak. He was a bowl.
He was a bowl of hatred.
Despair. What?
Okay, Preston. In your short playtime, did you ever see any of the wrought iron, like, stakes sticking out of the ground?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so there's a whole bunch of those scattered around the whole map. And then if you see in the photo here, that purple door behind this Pokemon, there's four of those. If you we don't know for sure because we haven't looked it up unless you have, Chris.
I haven't.
But we're assuming that you find enough stakes in a certain area and then you can open these doors. And then there's four of these legendary Pokemon. We've done one named Ting Lu. And now this is our second one, Wo Chen. And the first one was like this Pokemon built off of despair. There used to be like this offering bowl where people would go and like make an offering to try and remove all their despair, and like the culmination of humanity's despair into this bowl created a Pokemon, basically. And now this is the ruinous Pokemon. Wo Chen is a snail-like Pokemon comprising a dark green mossy form covered in dead green and yellow leaves. Curling vines form its eye stalks. Wooden tablets were once used as a writing medium in the East during ancient times, although the inscriptions written in particular set forming Wo Chen's shell have become too faded. Okay, to read. So all the wood was all for writing. Like the other treasures of ruin, Wo Chen's true form is the row of wooden writing tablets forming its shell, having been given life by the grudges of the person punished for writing the evil deeds of the former Paldean Empire's king on them long ago. While its body is a form it has constructed using its control over plant matter, Wo Chen is able to drain the life force of vegetations in a wide area around it, causing entire forests and fields to instantly become barren.
It's pretty sick. It was really sick. I like that a lot.
Pretty metal.
So where was the previous legendary that y'all ranked?
Yeah, where do we have Ting Lu? 701.
I feel like Ting Lu is a little low.
There's still 300 Pokemon, or almost 400 Pokemon below it.
Yeah, you're right. We're actually more at the halfway point almost.
That's just below half, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. That is really neat, though. Like, just having, I don't know, any time that, like, the spirits sort of infuse a Pokemon like that and sort of give it life is a really neat lore reason for it to exist.
I think it's solid. I think this is a little more solid than Ting Lu personally. I think Ting Lu is kind of like a deer Pokemon, and we've got a lot of four-legged, you know, deer-esque. And there was also the thing where, so like the bowl, Ting Lu is like a deer with this bowl on its head, right? And the bowl is the thing that's actually the Pokemon, like the wooden tablets are here. But there was this move where it was like it slowly drops its devastating head to create deep fissures in the earth. It's like, how do you slowly drop your head and create this deep fissure?
No. So, okay, I'm looking at 624 is Oddish, right? And then around Oddish is a bunch of like early gen Pokemon, but many of them have sort of like a standard style to them. Feel like this, like, what about Fungus?
Fungus, that's not
early yeah. gen, but how the hell is Fungus this high? I think I was in that episode where Fungus got ranked, now that I'm looking at it.
I mean, looking at the grass Pokemon in this area, I'd be okay with most of them getting devastated.
Yeah. Yeah. Better than Treecko? 618?
Yeah. The two that I feel would be, I would be sad to lose would be Treecko and Oddish, but you know, who else is in here? We got Czarina, don't care, Bellsprout, Sadot, Ferrothorn, Shroomish, Fungus, all these grass Pokemon that when we put this thing in this area will immediately destroy and make barren.
Okay, Trubbish is at 608.
And that's just a bag of trash.
This makes Trubbish.
This is like nature's Trubbish, right? Like this is like the compost Pokemon almost. Like it's got dead leaves.
I think that's an argument then for putting them next to each other, right? This is a 609. I think it's still worse than a bag of trash. But
I could go for it.
Okay. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. New 609 for Wochen.
I'd like to know it's still better than Mega Beedrill.
Just by a couple there. But that's all. Two spots is enough to be, you know, above. It's all that matters. Interesting. So in the base game, with the update, they changed this thing's stats. So in the base game, it's got an attack of 90 and a special attack of 100, and in an update they lowered the attack to 85 and special attack to 95, but didn't touch anything else.
Interesting.
How dare they. But any guesses, or do we want to give Preston a second? As Rachel distracts him.
Rachel wants to learn about Wochen. Better in on the conversation.
Wondering, yeah, what is that snail trash?
Any guesses where we get Wochen from?
Well, we know where the woe comes from. He's a Pokemon of woe, great woe.
Oh man,
he's cheating on his spouse.
Ooh. French for cat is chien. And so this is a land cat.
Land as opposed to all those yeah. sea and air cats.
Hold on. And by the way, I'm pretty sure it's actually for dog, but that's fine.
Wo Chen, maybe a combination of Wo, Chinese for snail, and Jian, Chinese for bamboo slips.
That makes sense.
Bamboo slip cats.
Yep. The Japanese is Qianzhen, which may be a combination of Chong, Chinese for bug, and Jian, Chinese for bamboo slips. They go from snail to bug. I think snail fits much better.
Oh, yeah.
But, all right, more garden Pokemon with Orthworm.
This fucking weirdo.
This fucking guy.
I love him. I gotta say, he's gonna be way up on my list. He's what I would, if we had anthropomorphic trains, this is what I would want them to look like.
Yes.
I want it to be where everyone has to walk through the mouth. You get to go and look through his sides when you're riding. Oh man, this is just a giant train.
Yeah. This looks like it should be like a paradox Pokemon. It looks like it should be a future Pokemon, but it is not. Just lives here.
Hold on. Can you explain this? What? Future Pokemon?
Oh, yeah. Preston missed out on that.
You'll see a couple of them here in a minute. But there's Pokemon from the future and Pokemon from the past in these games, depending on which one you're playing.
Mm-hmm. Is that have anything to do with Arceus? Is there a tie in there, or was it just a separate thing?
That was a separate thing. No.
Can you spoil the game for me real quick?
We can. We did a spoiler cast, so it's already out in the air. Preston, you're not going to believe this. This one's really going to blow your mind here.
Skip ahead a minute if you don't want spoilers.
Very fair. Turns out the professor's actually dead, and the professor that's been talking to us the whole time is an android that was left behind by the professor to lead us on our quest to come back and close the time travel machine that they sent themselves through. But that time travel machine let through a lot of Pokemon in the meantime.
I love it so much. What? Okay, so at one point you kind of hinted that to me. You were like, oh my God, the Pokemon professors are nuts. And I was like, oh, they betray you. That was my just assumption for the spoiler.
I mean, that too.
I mean, kind of. It's a betrayal of sorts.
But back to this guy. I just think he looks real dumb. For Pokemon, if we're talking about a train, if he was a train, I'd be like, cool, that's a cool train. But this is a Pokemon, Preston.
I think Preston just wants Orthworm to run a train on him.
Wow. I like him though. I like him.
He's got a cute factor to him. I don't hate Orthworm. I think he's a weirdo. I don't know. This isn't a top 100 Pokemon for me or anything. But I wouldn't throw him down at the bottom of the list. You know this Pokemon's main attack style is punching.
What?
You see the silver pod connected piece right behind its head and the three blue. Yeah. So those blue dots are actually tendrils that can be extended and it punches with them.
That's pretty cool.
I'll get a picture of its tendrils extended here in the Gotta Rank 'Em All channel.
Trying to look up what it was, but something about this Pokemon is completely busted and competitive. I think he might be banned in most competitive league stuff.
Really?
Something about his ability, Emily. Do you have his ability there, Ryan? Maybe read it and we'll see
how it goes. God.
Yes, and he has a ability that only he can have, Earth Eater. When a Pokemon with Earth Eater is hit by a ground type move, its HP is restored by 1/4 of max HP.
But maybe it's that. I know Earthquake is huge and competitive, one of the better moves.
Yeah, maybe it's that. And especially, and this being just steel type.
That's true. Yeah. So what is he weak then to then? Fire and fighting?
Yeah, that would be the case.
Okay, I mean, maybe that's it. I don't know. Something about him was very broken. Positive point.
And this thing learns Earthquake.
Well, that's just it. So where are you guys looking? Because I was looking in the 900s again, so it sounds like we're going a little higher.
It's going threes. No, I wasn't going threes. I was still like 700s, though. He's one of the Pokemon that I think is like dumb enough looking to be cute.
Yeah, there's something about, if you zoom in on the face, there's something very like, buddy, what's going on?
There's a friendliness there.
Yeah, he looks like a Muppet, actually.
Yes.
I don't like it. There you
go. Yeah.
Especially with that, the picture where he's got his arms out.
Yeah.
It looks like someone would be controlling him. So Cutie Fly at 718.
Ryan?
Cutie Fly. I love me some Cutie Fly, Preston. You just got
to. Doesn't have to be above Cutie Fly.
Okay then. All right.
Okay. We can agree this is above Bronzong, though.
I could put this above Bronzong.
Probably below Mega Charizard Y. Although. What the hell is Mega Charizard Y? I mean, he's cool, but like he's just got like bigger elbows.
Yeah, he's got like a bigger spike on the back of his head and bigger elbows.
God.
How about Iron Treads at 725? It's one of those Paradox Pokemon.
I could put this above Iron Treads all day.
How about Iron Hands, 719?
Yeah, I could put this right below Cutie Fly and above Iron Hands, yeah. I really could.
Iron Hands is so stupid.
The name or the Pokemon? Or both?
Both. Okay, so right below Cutie Fly, right above Iron Hands.
I'm okay with it. New 719 for Orthworm. Any guesses where Orthworm comes from?
What?
An orthopedic worm.
Mm-hmm. Cares a lot about bones. Only wants to help you out.
Or maybe an orthodontic worm. He just crawls around your mouth.
Well, that's true. Yeah, it helps clean you out.
I could see that more. Worms don't have bones.
He licks your tongue. He just kind of... No?
I don't know what dentist you're going to, Preston.
Is that what your dentist does?
He just kind of like runs his finger through my, along my teeth to clean him out. That's how they do it, right? All right, well.
So maybe a combination of war and earthworm. which I did not clue into me either.
I think it's always kept whispering, I'm like an earthworm. Every time. So it was just, I just assumed.
And you've been going on for 10 years. It's weird.
Yeah, really.
Come out feeling clean.
But now you might come out feeling dirty.
A little dirty.
The Japanese name is Mimizuzu.
It's cute.
Which may be a combination of Mimizu, earthworm, and Uzumeru to bury.
Bury that earthworm.
Okay. Yeah, which I would say is better than Orthworm, but what are you going to do? Next up, we've got Setitan.
Another one of the earlier reveals.
Mm-hmm.
He's mid.
And Preston's like, is this just bigger human with legs?
It's a land whale. It's from Death Stranding.
I get that their mouths like have the oh my gosh, what kind of teeth are those?
Baleen.
Yes, and like, get that that's what, but why is it like that far up in its head?
I think it like curves and comes back down around.
So it just has like a receding face line rather than
receding face line. Oh god. It's horrible. Yeah, I don't like the like parts. I don't know, it's got these spikes that are also a part of its mouth that are like opening up and down that are really weird, and then its eye, like its eye is protruding over the top of its mouth. It's horrible in every way.
So much of like when people talk about like Pokemon design, a lot of the early conversation was like, how do you make this realistic in a way that like could organically occur within the world? And I know that that has been out the window for a long, long time. But this one is like, that eye would accidentally, the wind would blow and it would flap into its own teeth as it clamped down shut on its mouth. Like it would just, none of this makes sense. None of it makes sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, and it's not aesthetically pleasing.
It's not.
You're only allowed to make sense, not make sense, if you are beautiful. Sorry.
What kind of show are we running here? Nobody knows. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan at all.
Because you're the star, Preston. Where are you looking for this? Thousands or 900s?
I'm thinking thousands.
Its first form is at 666 right now.
Oh,
nice.
We might go this whole episode without going above it based on everything we've looked at so far.
Yeah. All right. I'm looking at the stupidest name I could find in the thousands. Impidimp.
This is better than impidimps.
That's arguable. That's
they're both terrible, but
yeah.
Oh, this actually might be a good argument with Victory Bell. I think they're both just like really doofy looking.
Yeah.
Eyes connect to their mouth. I would go right below Victory Bell.
I'm okay with it.
Like it.
I can live with that. Yeah. A new 1056. The gods, Titan. So bad. Do we even want to do the name origins?
Yes.
Yeah, we have. We have to, because the Japanese name, actually, I kind of like. but
Titan of the Sea. Mm-hmm.
Of Destiny, yep.
Yeah, this is from Destiny? You killed this thing? Good for you, man. Did the world of fame. Maybe we didn't want to do name origins. Nobody's happy about it.
As we learned last time with Citadel, part of this is from the word cetacean, which is the Latin name for the family that is the family of whales, which originates from Cetus, which is a sea monster in Greek myth, and Titan, of course. So, yeah, this is related to whales and everything. In Japan, this is known as Hulkujira, which may be a combination of Hulk and Aruku, to walk, and Kujira, whale. Maybe a pun on Hakujira, toothed whale. That's got to be.
That does make sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think it's weird that these don't seem bigger in relation to that tree.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, the Pokedex, at least for Citadel, yeah, it doesn't mention here, it calls out that this is, like, pretty closely related at one point of evolution to, like, Wailord, and, like, they're big, but they're not, like, that big, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is a 14-foot Pokemon, it's 1,500 pounds, but that's not, like, whale status.
This is supposed to be 14-foot.
That's no Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Sorry, movie. You don't get it, Ryan, I get it.
All right, quick, move on from the movie reference. Our next Pokemon to rank is Espathra. Oh man, that color, that picture doesn't do a good job of showing this Pokemon's color palette, I think.
Because the colors in the background are similar to its colors, so
blending a little bit, yeah.
I've been saying Espathra, which I like the sound of better, but I do think it's probably the name origins is probably dealing with like pathologic, whatever. That's probably where that comes from. So
yeah, I think that's where they're leaning, looking at the name origin here. But this is the evolution of Flittle.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So this is a psychic ostrich.
Sweet, all the cloth is now resting on its little head. There was a snake in the grass the whole time. We knew. An ostrich snake in the grass the whole time.
Oh, this Pokemon has a unique move. It's the only Pokemon to learn Lumina Crash. It's a damage-dealing psychic move. Lowers the target's special defense by 2 stages. Pretty good. It's a 10 PP move with 80 power.
Jesus. 100 accuracy?
Yes, sir.
So it's just psychic, but it also lowers special defense by 2 stages.
Yeah.
Every time, like it's not even a chance, it's just every time.
It's just every time.
Wow.
That's really good. That's really good. Damn. It's the only known Pokemon that can have Opportunist as an ability. When an opposing Pokemon raises its stats, the Pokemon with this ability will also raise the same stats by the same number of stages.
Wow.
Wah.
Tie sweeping.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. No idea what I would.
Does this go above our 666?
Oh, man.
Probably.
Who's going to be the new 666?
Whoever's
Togetic.
Oh, we did put Wochi in at 609, so okay.
I like this better than Wochi.
I do too.
Yeah, I would agree.
Better than Pidgeotto and Tentacool and Golbat at 548,
4950. My nostalgia bone freaks out when you say better than better than Pidgeotto, but I agree, I think.
Thanks,
it's better design. It's got some uniqueness here with its signature move and that fun ability. How do we feel about Esper 510? Go above Esper.
I was just looking at Shelgon. I was thinking higher than Shelgon, so
I like it less than Esper. First try.
I like it better than Dragapult.
don't let Holden hear you say that.
but worse than Esper, yes, I agree. I think I figured out. I think I figured out who I want to re-rank.
I could put this above Obama Snow, though. We could go right below Esper.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right. Espathra, a new 5'11", just breaking that halfway mark. Any guesses where we get Espathra from?
I'm really wondering where the S part or E is. It like
especially
emu?
Pathological.
Yeah.
Are they going for ESP?
That's exactly what they're going for. Yeah,
you're right.
ESP, Telepath, and Cleopatra.
Okay. I see it.
It's cute. It tried. that's the it goes to a Halloween costume party and everyone's like, are you Sia? Are you Sia? I'm Cleopatra, y'all. Come on.
The Japanese is QSpatra, which may be a combination of Cleopatra and ESP.
Okay.
Which I see a little bit less, honestly.
Better.
All right. Espathra. I might have to pick one of these up if I ever find myself back in Paldea. That sounds pretty good. Signature move, fun ability. Nice. Next up, though, Pokemon I picked up and immediately passed over when it evolved to Tarantula. I think Tarantula. Yeah, Tarantula has some cuteness, solid vibe, but yeah.
I'd put him up there. Like, if he came out at the same time as Caterpie, like, I think he'd be in contention.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Cute bug.
Mm-hmm. I definitely like him better than Caterpie. He kind of reminds me of, like, a bug snack. Totally, you see the guy running around.
Yes, yeah.
Bug snacks. Yeah, I could too. Absolutely.
Everybody's favorite creature collector.
So I don't think we have to worry because I know this Pokemon's very high, but we can't keep this too close to Scyther. Apparently, they're natural enemies.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because in Scarlet, it calls out specifically the ball of threads wrapped around its body is elastic enough to deflect the scythes of Scyther. This Pokemon's a natural enemy.
Where's Scyther at?
48.
Oh, that's not going 48. I was going to say put them next to each other for fun, but that's it.
Now, when they say natural enemy, that implies that like they're equals. I don't believe that that's true. I would have assumed it would say natural predator.
Predator, yeah. No, that's they are point. Rivals.
Yeah.
This is the Gary to my blue.
But yeah, I mean, I could Fungus. Potentially see this being like just below the top half, probably.
Okay, again,
below 6.6.
Below Cutie Fly. Okay. Acceptable. You gotta remember, though, Ryan, you're gonna move Cutie Fly. You're gonna fix them.
Am I?
Are you? I assume so. Seem awfully upset.
I have thoughts about it.
It's gotta go above Iron Hands, though. That's just. Let's put it right next to Earthworm. We just got two right there in between.
Yeah, you're right. I probably am gonna fix Cutie Fly. Let's we can look around a little bit more. That's fair, Chris. Shelmet and Acelgor are two little I don't know. Scatterbug at 680.
Ooh. I might like Scatterbug more.
We double check a Scatterbug.
Yeah, I agree. Scatterbug is better.
Yeah, I would also agree.
Yeah. Do you like this better than coughing and wheezing?
It's better than Steenie. Okay, so Mega Latios?
Mega Latios and Mega Latias are cool, but they are barely changed from Latios and Latias.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go above them.
Okay. I'm fine with Scatterbug.
Yeah. Let's go right below Scatterbug.
Hell yeah.
Tarantula, a new 681. Any guesses where we get Tarantula?
Around Tarantula.
Ding, 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 ding. The
screw you,
Japanese
Miss Rangatory. That was my fifth grade teacher.
Preston just dropping teachers' names on podcasts. Poor Miss Listy. The Japanese name is Tamantula, which they're going for the same thing here. Tama is sphere and Tarantula.
Yep.
So.
They did but, it.
Oh, the shiny. They finally have a shiny picture for some Gen 9 on here. The shiny for this looks very cool. The white silk so ball cool. is red, and then the body is like a dark bluish black with red tipped legs instead of the like lime green and green.
That does sound better. Sounds a lot better.
It's pretty, pretty cool. That is a pretty cool shiny. Too bad I never saw one, but that's okay. That's all we got time for you tonight, Tarantula. Listen, we can't have you taking up the whole show because next up we've got Iron Moth.
This has to go so high.
Now, here's the thing. This thing is definitely cooler than Volcarona, in my opinion. But I think Volcarona's dumb. But we've got it up in like the 100, so.
Yeah,
I'm conflicted.
Is this what
I'm saying? Can somebody like, bring in a therapist? Help.
Is this a yes? Okay. Okay. Futuristic relative.
Yeah.
Yes. One of those paradox Pokemon we were talking about.
Definitely higher. I don't know if they should, either of them should be in the 100s, so.
Yeah, Volcarona is number 18, Preston.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
It is to me, like, the reason why immediately for Iron Moth is like, this has to go really high because it does feel unique in the way that we haven't seen a whole lot with Volcarona does as well. The wings are very distinctive.
I was going to say, this is
the color palette is great with the orange, but it's still like, it makes sense, obviously, especially if it's a futuristic version of that Volcarona.
I think as much as I like this design, because I like base Volcarona, I think this design falls solidly into the camp of, boy, they did something without doing anything, because this really still just looks like Volcarona to me. I mean, there's a few aesthetic changes, but like, it's in the same position. All the wings are basically in the same position. All the body parts are basically in the same position. They just kind of made them look iron for the future aesthetic that they were going for. They
modernized it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Simplified the look of Volcarona and just sharpened it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, and we have punished a lot of Pokemon in the past for not changing enough when given the opportunity. I think this is worse than Slitherwing, the ancient Paradox version of Volcarona, for that purpose, because at least Slitherwing, they went with something different. They tried to vary the Pokemon up a little bit, and in giving it that new form, they went with something different, where here they were just like, sharp edges.
I don't think it is down at the level of like some of the other Pokemon that we have punished for not changing very much. Agreed. It's not a Mega Charizard Y or a Mega Latios or Latias. It's not like
that's fair.
They slapped another color on it or made his shoulders big or his elbows. I mean, I think they changed more than that. And for what it's worth, I think they made him better with the slight changes, but they didn't change too much.
Can we put him above Sizzlipede at 336? My little mustachioed man, Sizzlipede, that I would normally stick with. He's just a little goofy, but I think the 300s makes sense. Like it is going to be below Slitherwing, but it is not. It's really not that bad.
Yeah, I think it's a good area for it.
Yeah. I'm fine above Sizzlipede.
What about Electabuzz?
Mike Tucker, cover your ears. Is it better than Mareep?
Again, my nostalgia bone screams out, but I would put this above Mareep.
I think so too.
Yeah. I would stop below Luxray and Zebstrika. Probably Blitzel as well. Maybe Hisuian Braviary either, even. Maybe just above Mareep.
There you go, Mike. Yeah.
There you go, Mike. We right only went Marie. Right above the one you love.
All right. Iron Moth, a new 335. And in case you guys were unaware, Iron Moth is literally Iron Moth.
What?
Does this guy fight Godzilla?
As far as the name origin goes. In Japan, this is known as Tetsuno Dokuga.
Tetsuya Nomura?
Which can be taken literally as Tetsu no Dokuga, Iron Venomous Moth. Because this is now fire poison.
I think that this... What's the normal timeline version of this one?
Volcarona.
Volcarona. I think this one and Volcarona should be swapped. I do agree with Chris. This is the better version. No, Matt, we're not going to do it.
We're not going to do it. But...
not tonight,
I'm
anyway.
I just like to voice my agreement.
Well, that does it for the random list of 10. Preston was charged with getting a Pokemon for tonight.
He right. said nay.
Oh, wait. Let's keep that random list going. Let's
see. Preston, what was your idea for recording tonight?
Well, you see, I came fully prepared. And I was ready to go, understood what the assignment was. And I said, Chris, random generate me a Pokemon that we are going to reassign a number. So we decided that it would just be more fun, you know, is what we all decided together collectively, to just throw out a random Pokemon and decide, does that still deserve to be where it is currently? So we're going to random number generate and move that Pokemon. I think the argument has to be that it has to move more than 10 spaces.
Okay.
Now out of, you know, 1,100 Pokemon on the list, is that too little? Should we, like, it has to move 100 spaces? Is that too much?
I think it depends on Pokemon, what number it throws at us.
I agree, but, like, can we agree on a number that we have to move it?
What if it's like 1,084 and now we have to move it 100 spots up because there's not 100 spots to move it down?
Well, yeah, okay. Like, there would be those sort of...
Let's look at the difference. 50?
Okay, so either we go 50 up or 50 down at minimum.
Okay, what if we like split it though and we go like 25 up and 25 down?
Nope. If it's within the top 50, of course, then we'll, or bottom 50, then we can.
All right. Let's generate a number here. I got it on the screen. 474.
Which is, of course, Scorbunny.
Okay, we can move Scorbunny. 50 up, let's go.
Yeah, that was Chris was so worried, and he's like, yeah, this Pokemon got...
Yeah, wait, did we say 100?
Are you saying 50 up towards, like, 300 level?
Yeah.
Or 50 up towards 500 level?
50 towards 300 level.
No, come on, 50 above where this thing is right now is Swampert. There's no way
Scorbunny
is better than five Swampert. This is ridiculous.
2-for-1, baby. I love this.
I regret all of my choices. Okay, so at least 50, Swampert. God. Okay, so Starmie. That is... I think we got to go 50 down, guys. I think we got to go 50 down.
What?
I'm with it.
Okay, hold on.
We're looking at 50 down.
Why? We're looking at... Do you hate Scorbunny, Preston? What did he do to you?
I think it's just a bunny. Like, it's just...
Have you not played new Pokemon? I know you haven't played new Pokemon Snap. Never mind.
Is it really adorable?
It is really adorable. It's around and leaves fire behind it. It's the best, but it's okay. We'll kill it. Just kill it with fire. It's fine. Actually, it's immune to fire. Don't kill it with fire. It's not gonna work.
Like, I think it's really cute, and I think it's like it's almost mascot worthy, but at the same time, it's like it's almost mascot worthy because of how generic it is. Like it could go in, like any kid could have this plushie in their room, right? But it. Because of that, it also doesn't stand out a whole lot.
Okay, sure.
It would go down.
We said 10, yeah. Right?
Rillaboom is pretty cool.
Rillaboom also got screwed because Ryan hates the starters of that generation.
They're all bad. Fight me.
I will.
Why do the starters have to do with their evolutions?
I mean, to be fair, there's a stage. I don't like any of the fire line. I really disliked the last two of the grass line. I hate Gen 8 starters. It's the only time I like dumped my starter and made a team without a starter.
Wow.
Yeah, I really don't like Gen 8 starters.
Personally, I would go behind Rillaboom above Pontiart.
Since we're here at Rillaboom, unfortunately, I would agree below Rillaboom.
Yeah, fine by me, I guess.
Shut up, Ryan.
So you may sit on this council, but we do not grant you the rank of master.
So happy to have brought this in. This is how all of them should be re-ranked.
And I never grabbed a picture of Score Bunny because we prepared for this. But here's a picture if somebody doesn't know what Score Bunny was.
It didn't. Did it update and remove the 474 slot? Because it didn't on my screen.
Oh, God. Now I really broke it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Control Z, Control Z. Yes. Control C the whole episode.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Control Z the whole episode.
Perfect. All right. There we go. I got Snivy at 474.
Would you have moved Snivy 50 up, Ryan?
Yeah, I love that Pokemon.
Above Swampert?
Oh, maybe not. I would have hated moving it 50 down. All right, well, that does it for our list of 11 random Pokemons.
I'm proud of this. I'm proud of Preston, what we did here tonight.
You're a madman. I love you, buddy. Thank you for joining us, man.
Thank you for having me. I'm always glad. This is always such a good time. And I'm sorry I never come in with like the knowledge or the preparation that I'm sure that this show deserves. But damn, is it fun to like see random, to me, random Pokemon and go, what the hell is this thing? And try to figure out how it relates to what I know and what I don't know. It's always a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, we love having you. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
DraftPunk's YouTube. We just started up and we are kind of, you know, pushing it. We're doing two videos a week. We're gameplay on Tuesday of just like playing around, mostly Ryan and I playing Destiny currently, and then impressions of games on Thursdays. So there's Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I feel like a week and a half ago, Preston, you were like, I only want to commit to one video a week. I don't want to overload myself.
I had so much. And those impression videos are so easy to edit. It's the gameplay videos that are difficult. But tons of shorts. Every day there's a short that comes out. So if you like 30 seconds of content, subscribe.
Right. It's getting hot outside. Get your shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Get your shorts here.
Coming up. And Chris and I have been on quite a bit of those lately.
Yes. Yeah. You guys have been honestly, it wouldn't exist without y'all. So I really appreciate it. And I know we're going to be doing Ishin coming up. BeamNG is coming up this week with our driving games episode for DraftPunks. And then Ryan, what is this episode coming out this week?
Next Sunday, 26th.
Yeah. Ryan, you and I will just be finishing up with PAX, so
yeah,
you can expect a bunch of content of just like PAX talk from us, and hopefully we'll do like a PAX draft or something like that. I'm not really sure how we're going to tackle this kind of amount of content.
You guys are just going to draft every PAX you've been to?
Yep.
Easy.
I'm going to draft
2023, number one.
Yeah.
No, I'm very excited to go to PAX. My first con, we get media badges. We're going to go. We've got appointments set up for some demos and some interviews with some people. Excited to to make some content. Let's do it.
Content. There's a media room where you can get interview rooms. First come, first serve. So we will never be able to actually get a media room. And then we're just going to hijack conference rooms as we can. And go in there and set up the camera and go, what'd you see today? I saw this. Cool. And upload that. And that'll probably be the content that we put out from this.
Yeah.
I hope it is literally that. Like, it's 5 minutes and it's just you guys saying, what'd you see today?
What'd you see? Brett and Fred. All right.
Yeah. Run away. Brandon said.
And the video ends. No thoughts or impressions. No. What'd you see? Brett and Fred. All right. Like and subscribe.
Perfect.
Chris, do we have anything to plug?
You can plug our normal stuff, Ryan. I'm gonna plug Draft Punks again. I'm gonna plug specifically. Wow. You should follow along with our insanity that's going on over there with Video Game Survivor. We referenced it at the beginning of the episode. Me and Preston are on Team Big Farts, although potentially one of us not anymore. Ongoing.
Get
vote.
Out of here, Chris. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Slightly smaller fart gang.
And Ryan is on the Deku Scrubs.
Small Toots gang.
Small Toots gang, that's right. We call you.
Yeah, wow. Wow, wow. We respect you guys with your real name in our chat, but we get Small Toots gang. Mm.
Yeah, but we Small already disrespected Toots ourselves when we named ourselves, so.
It has been really fun to watch, like, everyone come together and start like working together to get these activities while we're still in the team phase, but at the same time like melt down a little bit with every, like, individually we're melting down.
Yes.
At least you guys are. I'm having a great time. But yeah, it's like,
which is why Preston is getting voted off.
Shout out Brian, like, what a great idea. And he kind of like came to us and it's like, hey, I've got this idea, I want to do it, and then executed it like 2 days later, and it was just kind of, he's nailed it every step of the way. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's very good. And the voting phase, which unfortunately, like, you can't see our individual chats because, you know, then we could get outside help and stuff like that, but the meltdown that we were having today trying to vote somebody out, decide who we're going to vote out. I know you guys didn't have too hard of a time, Ryan, last week. You had to do that because you luckily had somebody who just didn't participate in that first challenge. But we're at each other's throats, and I love it.
I'm excited for you guys to vote me out and then find out that second vote has to leave. But you'll find that out tomorrow morning. Don't worry about it.
Preston Evan Immunity.
That's gonna be my brother. Sorry.
Much love to Yogg. I'm sorry life was too busy for you to really participate, but I guess it worked out for us in the end on that first round. Before the announcement was made this morning, there were several chats going on with me and some people about, man, we don't like any of our options, but if we have to, ABC. You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think the good thing about our team is that people are airing that out in the open without necessarily I'm sure there are private chats going on. In fact, like, yeah, they definitely do exist. But like pretty immediately it was like, hey, I want to make it be known that we don't like, and we think that this person hasn't contributed, and we want everyone to know that would be where our vote's going to go. And it's like been very sort of like, I'm going to let you speak your piece if you feel like you deserve to be here. And there is no, I'm sure there is some like backstage conniving, but it
the feels conniving will get honest. Worse the further we get in.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. This is first vote.
Yeah. I am very excited to see where this goes. And of course, Chris didn't mention, but the winner of this game, whoever lasts, whoever is the survivor, receives a copy of Jedi Survivor. We're all very excited. More for the game than anything. I mean, I just want to play Jedi Survivor.
But anyways, yes, right. Follow along with Video Game Survivor, guys. It's very fun.
Yeah, it's an absolute blast. So join the DraftPunks Discord and keep an eye on the Island channel. And as far as our plugs go, stop by Friendly Fire Pod on Twitch. I might be throwing a stream on while Preston and I are playing some of that Destiny that we're not recording.
Yep, yep.
It's a good time. Tuesdays, I'm doing Birth by Sleep with Dory. And we've done Ventus's campaign. We're into Aquas. I'm enjoying it. We're like three worlds done already, like almost ready for the next game again. Wasted is on a slight hold. It's a busy March for both Tom and Tyler, and I think the plan is no more Anthem when they come back. So that game is, I don't know, there's pros and cons to Anthem, but I think they're ready to move on. So keep an eye open there. But yeah, that's aside from our show here. I'm gonna say it, but I feel like every time I say it just delays our potential recording of it another month. One Piece Odyssey.
No, not a single person on that podcast remembers what happened in that game.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's doing it at this point.
We will do something. It will not be a normal a normal game club discussion. It will be farting in a mic.
It'll be Big Fart Gang round version two.
I'm excited to hear like just how bad. It's just like a, you know, 20 minute, even if it's just a quick 20 minute shitting all over the game. Like that sounds really fun.
You could use it.
At least,
you
know, give it that time.
One Piece Odyssey needs to be brought down a couple pegs. All right, people. Yeah. Too much praise. But thank you for joining us tonight as we continue finalizing the most important decisions of our lives. We hope you are well until we reconvene in 2 weeks. And remember, gotta rank them all.
Gotta rank them all. Pokemon.